Welcome to this week's podcast. Can you believe how awful the weather has been? Wow, that rain this morning, it flooded absolutely everywhere. So I hope you didn't get too wet on the old school run today. Massive thank you to all of you for your support last week in the couple of things I had to message about moving around the site. I've been really busy regarding this, by the way. So I met with Councillor Mockery Cox on Friday. We had a really productive conversation about traffic and parking, and I've got a policeman coming to see me. It's 22 minutes past two. At quarter to three, we're going to be outside looking at traffic. And it's, you know, as I said last week, look, only we have got control over the traffic because we are the ones creating it. So please, if you can walk, please walk. If you can park a little further away and walk in, please do that. It will just make the roads safer. And in the meanwhile, we are going to be calling another meeting with the local authority to look into ways we can make it safer out there on the roads for you. But I can't wave a magic wand, and there's not many things I can do. Now, the hedge on White Avenue, it can come back a little bit, and that's a job that we're going to do, but that has not long been cut back, and so not much more can be done with that. The paths aren't particularly wide, the roads aren't particularly wide. It's the way the school and the area was developed, you know, 70 years ago, so it does make it quite challenging. But we can change our behaviours, and I know we're in a rush a lot of the time, I get it, but please, please, please work with us to try and make it safer out there. And as I say, we are the ones in control. Lost property, honestly, there's so much up in that box by the Year 6 huts. Please go and have a look. Please label your child's clothing because it makes it a lot easier for us to then identify. But we'll put it out during parents' evenings, but after that we will be donating anything unclaimed and clearing that box out again, as we do every single term. Coffee morning next Wednesday, the 23rd of October. Our speech and language therapist, Jasmine Metawaya, she's absolutely incredible, will be there to talk to you all things speech and language and support any speech and language difficulties you may be having at home. Parents' evening is next Tuesday and Thursday. Bookings are still open, so if you've not booked that parents' evening slot, please, please, please go ahead and do so. That would be absolutely brilliant because we want to be able to share how well your child has settled into school this term and all of the amazing things they have done so far. So please, please, please get those booked up. And any issues, just go and speak to the office. And we've got our PTFA fireworks event next Friday, the 25th of October. Gates will open at 5:30 with a display starting at 8. We will have Halloween-themed games for the children to enjoy. Hot dogs, burgers, chips and drinks will also be available. And I would argue, this is great value, by the way. Adult tickets for a fiver, children 2 to 16 years, £3.50, and under twos go free. And none of this, I don't want you to give me any of this. They're only 2 years old, but I thought they were in now year six. You know, it's like when you park in the, my dad tried to park in the parent-child space because he had me in the car with him. I said, Dad, I'm 41 now. I'm not quite sure we're going to get away with that. Tickets are available by either returning the booking form I sent out, or you can purchase at reception every single morning and afternoon from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 3:15 to 3:45. Remember, next week there are no clubs. So please, 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 no after-school clubs next week. And that's because of all the parents' evenings we've got going on. And don't forget our open events. We've got three of them. You'll see the big banners that have gone up around the school site, reminding you of when they are. We're really excited to welcome as many people in as possible because we want to keep our numbers up. We want our school to be the very, very best out there, and we know it is, and we want to celebrate that. So I'll share the QR code if you want to forward that onto people you know. I mean, it doesn't matter how young their children are. We want them to be just thinking about us as an option when their children get to the age that they need to be in year three. And don't forget, we've got a volunteer day, Monday the 28th of October. I know it's the first day of half term. I know. What are we doing to ourselves? But we've got loads of new furniture we got funding for and we've purchased. And just needs to be built, needs to be flat packed into the year three classrooms, which have now been painted. So if you've got, we're going to do it from 8:30 until about lunchtime. We've got some money to buy snacks with as well, so we can feed you, feed and water you throughout the morning. But yeah, we'd appreciate as much help as possible Monday the 28th of October. Before I head over to hand over to Mrs. Nicholson even, don't forget, in the mornings you can drop off to any of our entrances, so you don't need to just drop off at the front of the school, for instance, for year three. You can drop off, if you're dropping off at the infants, drop off to the corner of the lodge. Mrs. Hope and her crew, and there's a crew this morning, were there. They don't mind getting wet. Mrs. Hope, Miss Barnes and others, loads of them, they're there to welcome you and direct the children into the school building. So please, please, please don't feel you need to sort of traverse halfway around the site. There are plenty of drop-off points around the site to try and make things as easy as possible for you. And thank you for respecting the rules on not cutting along past the Forest School and the Year 5 Mrs. Philpott's and Mrs. Dow's classes, so appreciate it. That's it from me. Please, please, please remember to send your children in with coats this week and wellies. It's good to get them out in the field regardless of the weather. Children running around, enjoying the fresh air is the best possible thing. Enjoy the rest of your week. I hope you're all well and I will see you soon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nicholson here. This week is something you could talk to your children about, and hopefully if something comes up from it, it will help them to be understood too. So the question today is, what is the one thing your teacher can do to get you know, get to know you better? And if something comes out of that, I'm sure staff would be really grateful to know what things children would like to share with us, with their teachers or their TAs or the midday supervisors, that might help them to be happy and content at Shears Green, because that's what we're looking for. Good luck with that one. Thank you.